We're on Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. Perhaps the second, after the second, third of the Amud. Omar Ravidi Bar Oven, Omar Rav Yitzhak Bar Ashiyam, Netilos Yedayim Lechulen Mivnei Serach Trume, Bo'oid Mishum Mitzveh. My mitzvah, Omar Rabbaye, mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachome. Let us see the Zemachloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, and this gemara already. Rashi says, Netilos yedayin lechulem mibnei srach trumem. Hutzrecho, there was a necessity to make Netilos yedayin for trumem. Why? Yadayim shniyos, tam yadayim shniyos, upoisli says atrum. So the whole need of netilas yadayim by chulin is not because ba'etzem chulin needs netilas yadayim. Chulin doesn't need netilas yadayim because the whole purpose of the netilas yadayim is to make the yadayim ois shniyos. And the problem of Shnius is only by Trume. Vimneisrach Trume Utzrecha. Because of Trume, there was a need to make Netilas Yadayim. Shadayim Shnius Upoisle says at Trume. Avul Chulin, Loimahani Busheini. But by chulin, a sheni letume will not make chulin does not go down to a shlishi. So because of chulin alone, there's no need of netilas yadayim. Only because of tume. Umivnei srach tume. Because of tume. Sheyagilu srach tume. It seems Rashi learns sheyagilu oichay tume lito yadayim. That Oichle Trume should become Rogel to wash their hands, Hin Higuha Bechulen. So they were manic, they made a minic to wash their hands by Chulen. So from this Rashi it would seem that Rashi is telling us that by Trume there is a necessity to wash the hands, because tam yadayim ashniyis, and asheni is poiseles atrume. But realizing that perhaps kahanim would not remember to wash their hands all the time, so therefore there was a minik hin higur that everyone should wash their hands by chulin, by pas of chulin, in order that the kahanim should be rogel also to wash their hands by pas of trume, and that will then make sure that they're not eating trume tmeya. They're not eating trume tmeya. So according to Rashi, srach trume does not mean a takone. Srach trume means a minik, that in order that they should become, it seems, in Higua, they made a minig to wash their hands by chulim, that the kahanim should wash their hands by trume, to take away the problem that could come about if they don't wash their hands, they'll be eating trume tmeye. So therefore, they made a minig to wash their hands. And then Abaye said, Then it says, Omar Ravidi Barovin Omar Ravitzok Barshin Netilos Yedayin Lechulin Mivnei Srach Trume. So Rashi learns that there's Alt Minik, Alt, they made a Minik that they should become Rogel to wash the hands by Trume, so they washed already the hands by Chulin. And then, V'oid Mishum Mitzvah. And now, there's a Mitzvah also. My Mitzvah, Mabai Mitzvah Lishmai Divrei Chachamim. So Rashi says, mitzvah lishmoy divachachomim shetiknuha. So Rashi learns pshat that there were two inyonim in the tilas yadayim by chulin. There was a minig perhaps that started by the Bnei Yisrael before they made a takone, and then there was a takone also. That is Shitas Rashi. And now we'll see Taisves. Zog Taisves Nitazai. Mitzvah Lishmaides Adarash Yosef, and the Shita Mekabetz is Loim Shatn Rashi. Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachomim. Vim Taimer Va'aloi Mishum Srach Truma Tiknuho. Taisi had a problem. Taisvis did not learn the way Rashi said that the first thing was a minig. The srach truma was a takone. There was a takone that you have to wash your hands, that you should wash your hands by chulin, in order that the kahanim should wash their hands by truma. So this was a takone. So now what are you saying? There's a new takone. What's the new takone? V'im kein mai v'oi. Vo'oid mishum mitzvah, the first is also a mitzvah. V'yeshloima detiknu mishum nekiyas. There was one takone als srach trume, there was a second takone als nekiyas. That one should not eat food with unclean hands. Now, the MSMS, I don't really understand. I just would like to say two nekudas. We had before on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought down there's a posik Mayim Rishonim, the Rishus, the Mitzvah, and the reason for Mayim Rishonim is because Viskadishtem Viyisem kedoshim, viskadishtem zumayim rishonim, viyisem kedoshim zumayim achronim. And this is a Gemara Mesechtes Brachos. Taisus brings this down to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Brachos b'sei perkei ledvarim dorosh tavayim mikro, viskadishtem elo mayim rishonim, viyisem kedoshim elo mayim achronim. This pasuk. So, Benison, the Rashba asked this kasha, my mitzvah, the Gemara asks my mitzvah, so the Gemara should have brought down, Viskadishtem, Viyisam Kedosh, Viskadishtem. You're asking, what's the mitzvah of Viskadishtem? They said, it's an asmach, the fine Amon Kaponim. They said, als Viskadishtem. So the Rashba asked this kasha by us. So the Rashba says, Amor de Kezach. The Rashba says, this mitzvah, to have clean hands is legabi the broche. The one who's making the broche is to have clean hands. But what is Reuven will be moitzi shimen with the broche? So as we skadish them, you don't have to wash your hands. Shimen. Reuven has to wash his hands as we skadish them. But shimen that's yoitzi with Reuven's broche does not have to wash his hands. That's why we need here my mitzvah. That's why we need here my mitzvah. We have to look for a mitzvah, not al tviskadishtem. The Gemara and Avkuvov is oblivious to tviskadishtem. Because the Rashba says the tviskadishtem is al the broche. And so the broche does not mean that everyone who eats has to wash their hands. Well, Yenna makes the broche, he'll wash his hands. I don't have to wash my hands. That's why, that's put out back in Shulchan Aruch, the din v'yisem kedoshim, if I don't bench, he's meitzi me with benching, I wouldn't have to wash my hands, al t'v'yisem kedoshim. Al t'melech s'doimis is an inyan, but al t'v'yisem kedoshim, I'm yoisi with his brochim. So the Rashba says, that al t'v'yiskadishtem, there's no inyan, the Gemara is not talking about v'yiskadishtem, because v'yiskadishtem is a din in broche, and the broche, so it's bad. The one who says the broch is to wash his hands. But if I'm yoytze with his broch, I wouldn't have to wash my hands. That's why the Gemara says, my mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah to wash your hands? If he's making the broch. So Taisa says, Mishum Nikius. So L'chayre, Taisa says there were two takones. There was one takone al tzchach trume. There's another takone that one should eat with clean hands. L'chayre, that's what Taisa means. Kaddishness, one should make a bracha with clean hands. This is Altnikias, one should eat pas with clean hands. Now, why do you need two takonis? Now, I'd like to say something, I don't know if it's emes or not. L'chayre, if it's al schach trume, so l'chayre, you have to have a shi that's mekabel tume. If only you can base mekabel tume. So that's it. So, kezayis mekabel tume. So if you're gonna eat, you can eat a kebek kezayis, you have to wash your hands. But if it's something that's less than a kezayis, or something that was mukshel lekabel tume, so al schach trume could be, you won't need to wash your hands. Als Nikias, it was a besondere takone. Could be that as pshat and taisvis. The tikno mishum Nikias, and that means, afilu, there's no gidrei of being metame trume, sa mukshe, or tas neveshe kabalus, trume, there's a besondere takone. Could be that's pshat and taisvis. Now let's go a little further. That's what Abaye said. Abaye said, mitzvah lishmei divrei chacham. Rava omar, Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei rabbeloza ben aroch. Tchsiv. B'chol asha yiga boi hazov, v'yodov loishotav b'mayim. The posik says, now let's learn the posik elach. B'chol asha yiga boi hazov. Poshit, the posik means as follows. Azov touched someone, or really Chazal say Azov was maced, he carried someone. V'yodav loishotav b'mayim. And Poshe means the Zov did not wash his hands. So, Yenna is Tomei. So, this is Omar Rabbalos ben Aroch, Mikan somchu chachomim lentilus yedayim minatayim. So, here there's a smach of lentilus yedayim minatayim. Omar Le, the Rabbi says, that's this mitzvah of Rabbalos ben Aroch Stroshi. Now, where do we see in this posik is a mitzvah when you eat to wash your hands? So Rabbi says, we have to understand the pashto dikra is very difficult. It says he didn't wash his hands. But what it would be if the zov washed his hands? If you learn the posik elach, the pasuk says, "V'chol sheyiga b'yazov v'yodav lo." And the zov did not wash his hands. And if he did wash his hands, it would be good. Hashotav toy or tvila boy. The zov needs tvila. Elohi kama. Now pshat in the pasuk is, "V'acha another person shloi shotav tome." Another person that didn't wash his hands. It'll be Tomei. Now, we have to understand this drash. Before we go into Rashi, which is Davoini, I don't understand too well. I'd like to say over a goyin in Teiris Koyanim, which I also don't understand too well, but we'll just say over what the goyin says. The Goyin says, this is the Lashon of the Goyin. The Teres Koyanim brings down Rabbi Elazar, the Stroshe from Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. So the Goyin says as follows. Harbei meforshim pershu zeh haposek. This is a drash. But first we have to understand Pashti Dekho. Pashti Dekho is very unclear. The other shot of the mind. So the Goyin says, Harbei meforshim pershu zeh haposek. Shim Toval Hazov, if the Zov was Toival himself, the Yodov Loishotav Tchile, and he didn't wash, he Toivled himself, and he didn't wash his hands before the Tvila. Ein Tvilosei Tvila. So the Tvila doesn't help. Mishum Chatzite. Because the hands normally, that means you can go jump into the mikveh, and you're not gonna wash your hands. Shotav is a Loshen Chitze, not Tvila. So the tefila won't help. Mishum chatzitze. V'hoda mapik b'losh yodo. So why do you say that there was a chatzitze al yodo? And there's a chatzitze any place. Well, היינו משום דחצית מוצוי בידיים, אחר כי ידועים, אז כמו שם, usually the hands touch many things, so ממילא, so since the hands touch many things, so therefore the ידיים are אסקוניס, and that's why they touch many things, so usually there'll be a chatzitza, usually there'll be a chatzitza on the yadayim. Now, before we go further, Ladavoy, you don't understand this going, and if there is a chatzitza on the yadayim, so the tefillah is no good, I mean, you need rov gufoy. I don't understand the lashon of the going. Harbi mefoshim pirshes ha-posik shim tovol ha-zov v'yodav le-shotav t'chile ein t'vilosai t'vile we didn't wash his hands mishum chatzitze because there's a chatzitze on the hands was a mapik v'loshin yodav ein mishum d'chatzitze motzi v'yadayim achik yadayim askon yisem. I don't know if what the goy means, if he means the yodav is, it really means that there's a chatzitza on Rav Gufay, but he chaps on yodav because there's normally a chatzitza on yodav, but it means Rav Gufay. I don't know, Chlo, what he means. Fine. But Al Koponim, the Goyin says, when you learn this posik, you learn two things. You learn that the hands touch many things, and yadayim askoni is saying, and therefore, since Yadayim Askoni is same, so normally there'll be a chatzitza al yodov. So therefore you have to wash your hands. That's pshat and posik. So pshat and posik is, well, this is pshat and posik. That means Azov has to toivel himself. But the posik tells us, besides tvile, he has to wash his hands also. Because there's a chatzitza on his hands. Why do you say there's a chatzitza? Because the yadayim askoni is same, so there's a chatzitza on his hand. V'hod gozru netila. So he says, now, why were they gozer netila? Let's go to netila's yadayim. Hainu mishum the yadayim askoni is same. Because yadayim askoni is. Narashi in Shabbos mentions a svara that since a person touches many things, so his hands can be mezuhamais, and he'll make the machel, people will want to eat the machel if his hands are not clean. So the goyin says as follows. The posik is a pashtei dekro. The pashtei dekro is you have to wash your hands before you toivel yourself, because there's a chatzitza on your hands. That's pashtei dekro. Why did the posik assume that there's a chatzitza on his hands? Because that's normal. Yadayim askoni is saying. So from the posik you see the concept of yadayim askoni is saying. That you see from the posik. So Memele Rabbi Eliezer ben Aruch says that from here, Chazal were misakin, you have to wash your hands. Since your daim askoni is same, that's why you have to wash your hands. So you're eating with your daim mezuhamos. That could very well be like Tosfos said mishum nekiyus, but he had a ray from a posik. He had a ray from a posik, the whole concept of yadayim askoni says in this posik, and that it's a memela my the chsiv yodav loyshotav b'may or shotav toil or tvila boy. So it doesn't mean that washing hands will be sufficient. Alochi komas from here you learn out. Va'achar sheloyshotav a person who did not wash his hands tame. Now here it says aloshin tume. Because the din of a yadayim askoni is, I give him a din tume. So you have to understand how does tume come in, according to the going. What kind of tume is there involved? Unless al the din of yadayim askoni is, I'm chayish, maybe touched a davo tume. The whole about al kaponim, the whole limo, that's how the going says, pshat. The whole limud From this pasuk is the concept of Yadayim Askanis, and from this pasuk, that's the Sibba why they were Misakin Metilas Yadayim. Now let us see Rashi. Rava Omar D'Yeraisei. Now Rashi starts off by saying, Rashi Uchazicha didn't learn like the Goyin. D'Yeraisei Mitzvah K'Rabbeloza Ben Aruch. Now this is Mamish, so Rashi Lemshat, in the Posik I have a limud that Minatoire, according to Rashi Lechere, the limud goes like this, Yodav L'Shotav B'Maim, you have to be told by yourself. So Yodav L'Shotav B'Maim is not speaking about Azov, speaking about someone else. It may mean in Azov, because Azov is, Shtivish Yedayim will not help, so Koch is speaking about something else. That a person that did not wash his hands is Tomei, Midereis. Fine? And Lemaise, the Ritva says, the Emes Azoi. The Ritva says it's a Dereise tak, it's Mamish Minateri, you have to wash your hands, according to Rav. And that's, as everybody says, from Derashi also. Mikan Somchu, Kedemaforish Vozo, Ashotav, Bamayim es Yodav Toil, Menigi Yosei Bezov Bitmiyem. Now here I don't understand Ladavoine. Rashi all of a sudden changes over the Pasuk. The Pasuk is speaking about that Azov touched that toil. And Rashi all of a sudden, for some reason, is saying, Ashotav, Bamayim es Yodav Toil, Menigi Yosei Bezov. He touched Azov. Who's talking about he touched Azov? The Zav touched him, Kosha Yigaboy Azov. I don't know, Mini Giyasu Rizov with me, eh? I mean, he needs Tvila. If he touched Azov, he needs Tvila. He can't. Elohi come out. Hanageya Bizov. Again, Rashi says, Pshat. Hanageya Bizov. Umi Sheino Shaita Vesyoto. Or a person touches someone who did not wash his hands. Somehow Rashi all of a sudden changes over the pasuk. We're not speaking about us, that we're talking about the recipient. A person who touched Azov, umi she'ein shaitev es yodov, and a person doesn't touch someone who did not wash his hands, shneim tameim. So the person is tameim. So this is machalos. A person touches someone who didn't wash his hands, so he's tameim. That I also don't understand. He's tummy. He touched someone that didn't wash his hands. I mean, there's only such a din if a person washes his hands and they're still wet and touches someone else, so then his hands become tummy. That's the only din. I don't know. Rashi somehow says it, turns over the posik. The posik is speaking about someone who touched a zav or someone who touched someone who didn't wash his hands. Shneim tmei. These two people are tamei. Vasmachte balmei. And all of a sudden Rashi says it's an asmachte. So the magia and the ritve asks the stir in Rashi. First Rashi says it's a daraisa. Now Rashi says it's an asmachte. The prime godim wants to say, could be an asmachte is a chimer of a daraisa. That means he says there's two types of asmachtes. The prime godim wants to say in the psiche tilchus netilas yadayim. There's one asmachte that chazal it doesn't lie in the posik. No chazal made a takonin, they were masmach a posik. He says mitkadishim zu mayim rishonim. The posik isn't talking about mayim rishonim. It's not talking about mayim achonim. Chazal said you have to wash hands before you make a bracha. They were masmach it on this posik. That doesn't have a chayma v'adiraisa. But over here, there's a kashi, v'shotav v'yodav l'shotav v'mayim. You can't say that it's speaking about Azov, because shtifas mayim doesn't help. Zakocha, it's speaking about something else. So here, from the posik, I see this aloha. So it could be, but the ritva says clearly it's a daraisa. That's what the ritva says clearly. It's not in a smart, it's a daraisa. Mitzvah, let's see, Taisvis, Mitzvah Lushmei Divei Rabbeloza Ben Aruch, Perish, Ta'asmach Leikro, He has a smachze from a posik. The asmech leka, the lab drosha, gemure. It's not a real drosha. Dike ka osa lech darshine benide ma yod of ma broi. That the tvila has to be on all extremities. That means the outer chelik of the guf hazov has to be nitbal, not the inner chalokim. That's, but it's not smachze. Now let's go further. Zuk to Gemara weiter. Now, Omar Rabbi Loza, Omar Rabbi Ishaye, Le Omru Netilas Yadayim Le Peres, Elam Mishum Nekiyas. Now, till now, we're speaking about Pas. What about Peres? Le Omru Netilas Yadayim Le Peres, Elam Mishum Nekiyas. So the only inyan of Netil Shadayim by Peres is Mishum Nekiyas. Sava Minei, so the Gemara held, Choyvu Deleke, there's no Choyv, Ha Mitzvah Ike, but there's a Mitzvah. Amalu Rave, Loi Choyva, Veloi Mitzvah, Ela Rishus. The Rave said, no, that this is a Rishus. There's a chilek between pas and peiris. Now, pas taisve said there was a takone mishum nekiyas mitzvah lishmoy debrei chachome. Here, anaitol yodav lepeiris ein elo migasa yaruach. Now, so Rava said it's a rishus. Rava said it's a rishus. Uplig yed Rav Nachman. Tama Rav Nachman, anoytel yodav lepeiris, eina ela migasa yaruach. If a person washes his hands for peiris, so he's going overboard, so that's migasa yaruach. What does Rashi say? Uplig yed Rav Nachman, tama gasasu, vosalini gatsme begasa yaruach, belav rishusu. It's not a rishus, it's gasis. It's gasis aruach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma rabbe bar bachone, habe koim nekami de rabbi ame ve rabasi, aisu le kamayu kalkola de peir. Now we're talking about, let's just get facts straight, we're not speaking about wet peiris, that goes into shayla, of Dovo Shiti Bule Bemashkin, which we're not going into. We're going in dry peiris. So if a person washes his hands for dry peiris, the machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says you're not allowed to do it, and Rav says it's a rishus. So now the Gemara relates a maise that they brought in front of Rabami and Rabasi Kalkola de Peiris. They ate it, they didn't wash their hands. Number one. Number two, midi, they didn't offer me any peiris. And number three, when they came to the brocha choinem, each one made their own brocha choinem. So this is Rabbi Baba Chana is relating an incident that he was in front of Rabami and Rabasi. He brought them peiris. They didn't wash their hands. They didn't offer him any peiris. And each one made a brocha choyne. So the Gemara says, from this shmami no tlas. From this we see, we can derive three halachas. Shmami no enetilus yadayim lepeiris. No din etil shadayim laperis, because that was le Moshe Yadayu. Ushmami no ein mezamnin ala peiris. There's no din zimun ala peiris. Because if there would be a din zimun, so the Zichu would have offered him to eat from the peiris, so there'd be three to make a zimun. And since they didn't offer him, so there's no din zimun. Ushmami no shnayim sha'ochlu mitzvah licholik. And we see that two that ate Peiris, there's a mitzvah licholek. And it said, because it says, Uborich chad chad lechud. Each one made a brocha achayin in themselves. Tanya nami hochi, shnaim sha'ochlu mitzvah licholek. Vamed vorm amurim, shoyu shneim soifrem. The both of them knew how to make a brocha, so there's a mitzvah each one should make his own brocha. But if one is an Amoritz and he doesn't know how to make a broche, Seifer Mavorech u Bur Yoitze. The Bur is Yoitze with his broche. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Pliga der Rav Nachman, the Omar, Gassisu Vaosaline Gatsme Begassis Ruach, Lav Rishusu. It's not a rishus. Leyovli midi, shleichoshu litzalfeini imoim lezimun. They were not interested in being mitzaref mi lezimun. The kosovi mezamnin ala peiris, loyme nevorech. Like this is such a concept of zimun. Kishem Hashem ekro ovo goydol alekeinu, you say nevorech, we say nevorech before the benching. By Peiris is no such concept. Ushma mino midiborchu kol chad v'chad l'chudei l'chayim. Everyone made a broche afterwards. Lo yotzo ha'echod b'bilchas chadeiroi. Now, this is l'chayra Rashi says another thing. Why? There's no din zimon. There's no din nevorech. But why wasn't one mitzi the other one? Shma mino b'shnayim mitzvah l'chalik. So you see, by two, there's a mitzvah l'chalik. Hoyul ve'ein kan shloisha. So this Rashi is also difficult to understand. And if there be shloisha, there's not in zimun, so what's the chalik between shnayim and shloisha? If I'm not sure, I'm not unclear. I think the Rashba seems to ask this kasha. This is also very unclear. Now, let us see Taisvis. Shma mino shnaim sha'ochlu mitzvah licholek. Now, the Marsha says, Taisvis understood the three Shma Minos. The second Shma Mino is Eim Mezamnin Ala Peiris. There's no din Zimun by Peiris. Zimun means they bench together in the Vorech. Ushma Mino Shnaim Shochlu Mitzvah Licholek. That means there's no din Zimun by Peiris. So what's the third Shma Mino? Shma Mino Shnaim Shochlu Mitzvah Licholek. So let us see Taisvis. Taimolari, minole de mitzvah licholik, dilma rishus, kemande yoma baresh perik shloishe sha'ochlu, imrotze lezamen mezamnim, de plukti de rab v'rab yoichne. Now, lechoyre, we have to understand, pshat and Taisvis kashyps, adachs me others want to say, Taisvis understood, ein mezamnim ala peiris. There's no concept of zimun by peiris. There's no concept of zimun by peiris. So memele, by two, so you have to tell me, mitzvah lecholik, you don't make zimun? Tais understood, mitzvah lecholik means you don't make zimun. So you have to tell me, if there's no concept of zimun, so versteitzer, by two, you don't make zimun. So Taisvis understood Shnayim mitzvah l'cholek by pas. By pas, if two people eat, is a mitzvah l'cholek. So then the kash is minolei the mitzvah l'cholek. Dilma rishus kemandam apresh perik shloishe shochlu dimrotu lezamnim mezamnim. So they says by pas there's a choyves zimun by. There's a machloikis if two can be mezamen. So, machloikis by two. Na'agimor that says Shmamino Shnayim Mitzvah L'cholik. What are you talking about? Tosfos understood. You're not talking about Peiros, because if there's no din zimun, versteht sich, that he shouldn't have to bench Bezunda. So it means that from here you see that a fellow bypass, there's also a mitzvah l'cholik. So Tosfos says, where do you see this? Menali the mitzvah l'cholik, dimul rishus, command omer b'resh peg shloisha shochlu, dim rotsu l'zamnim mizamnim. The plukti, the rav rabichin, bypass. So where do you see by shnayim? I think Tosfos meant, Tosfos understood shnayim bypass mitzvah l'cholik. Where do you see this? Bypass could be, it's a rishus. Void kosher. The awesome loy pligi ala bapas yesh olof teire zimun begimul. There there's a machlekes. That by three there's a concept of zimun, so there's a shayla by two. Is there still a concept of zimun? That a choyvet zur ishus. Avo peiris, the ein mezamnim aleyim klau. Peiris, you're not mezamen at all. Gedaom ha-shmamino de mezamnim la peiris. Pshite, the mitzvah lecholeik, so you have to know clearly, l'chayra, these two kashas are stiridik. I mean, if l'chayra, l'chayra, the second kasha belongs before the first kasha. That means, so peiros, it's poshet that it's a mitzvah l'cholik. There's no chiyuv of zimun. So what is he telling us? And if he's coming to tell us pas, so then there's a machlekes, what's the raya of pas? L'chayra, it would have been more understandable if the second kasha was before the first kasha. About kaponim, that Tosfos understood that ein mizamne means there's no concept of zimun by peiros. V'yishloim edahachi kama. So Tosfos says you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. Shmamino ein mizamnin al peiros. Not that means there's no concept of zimun by peiros. Peiros ein choyva lezamen al peiros. There's no choyv to be mezamen al peiros. Afiluk shehen shloisha, midaloi nosnu loi. Since they didn't give him, so vaistois, that there's no choyv. So now, ve'en chilik be'peiros ben gimel lebeis. So peiros, gimel, there's no chilik in gimel lebeis, there's no choyva to be mezamen by Gimel. A mezamen al peiros, does that mean there's no concept of zimun? There's no chayva of zimun. There's no chayva in chiluk v'peiros, by Gimel or beis. Just like by beis, there's no chayva of zimun, by Gimel there's also no chayva of zimun. Va'kati lo yodinon, im yochel lezamen b'shnayim b'pas, oi b'peiros, afilo b'gimel, oi also, kemando mimrotzo lezamen, a mezamen. So now, the second Shema Mino is coming to tell us there's no Chayva Zimun. If it be a Chayva Zimun, they would have Zichar offered them to eat Peiros, to make a Zimun. So I know that there's no Chayva Zimun. Now, fine. Now what is the din when there's no Chayva Zimun? Is one permitted to make Zimun, if you want to make Zimun? Are you allowed? You're not allowed. Now, that is a machlekes and mesechtes brochas bypass. If there's two, there's no chayve zimun, are you allowed to make zimun? And our Gemara is speaking about that nekude. Vakati lo yedinim yochel lezamen bishnayim bepas, oi beperes afilo begimel lo yosa. Kemandam imrotzo lezamen ein mezamnim. Elo midvorecho kol chad v'chad elo midvorech kol chad v'chad l'chudei. Since each one made a broche by themselves, shma mino de mitzvah licholeik, and you should not be mezamen. Dim iso de muta lezamen lo yoyim mevorech kol echad la'atmoy elo yoyim mevorech echad l'chaveiroi. So Tosfos says that the third Shema Mino is, the second Shema Mino is there's no chiyuv lezamen. The third Shema Mino is you should not be mezamen. It's also lezamen. What's the raya? Because if there would be a reshus, so the zikhe would have done it, the chaparayin, a shevach to the Rebbeinu Shalom, to say nevorech. So that pshat, shma mino, so the third shma mino is, mitzvah lecholek, and not to say nevorech. That's pshat in the third shma mino. That's vakelt, that the mitzvah lecholek, you're not allowed to be mezamen. Because if they'd be allowed to be mezamen, they would have been mezamen afilu baitu. Yeah. Avol b'loy nevorech. Now Taisa says, forget about nevorech. Shema yochel echel levorech v'liftech haveroi. So Taisa says, there's a new shayla now. Okay, you don't say nevorech. There's no din zimun by. There's no chayve zimun, and there's no and you're not allowed to make zimun when there's no chayve zimun. You're not allowed to say nevorech. But now there's a new shayla. Forget about nevorech. Can Reuven be mighty Shimon with the bichas amos? Avo b'loi nevorech, shema yochel echad levorech v'liftech haveroi. Avo midesan yeshnayim sheyoshvu mitzvah lechalek b'me dvorim amurim b'ayit shnei soifrim abo echad soifrechad boir alma de b'shneim yoidim levorech chayovim shneim levorech. So now this I learn out from the Baraisa. So this is not in the memra. This is not from the memory of Rabbi Bar Bar Chona. For Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, I only know there's no chiyuv zimun, and you're not allowed to be mezamen. That's the mitzvah lecholei of, that I learned out from Rabbi Bar Bar Chona. But without zimun, if one can be mighty the other, that I don't know from the mitzvah lecholei. Could be one can be mighty the other. There's no, I don't see that one can't be mighty the other. From the Baraisa we see it says by Shneim Seifrim one should not be mighty the other. Only Echad Boyer be Echad Bul be Echad Seif. So the Amad of Shneim Yoidim Levoy Chayim Shneim Levoy. Period. Bekitzer. So I learned from the Baraisa two people ate. There's no din, one should be mighty the other. Fine. There's no din zimun, zimun will be nevorech. There's no din of shemei koine. You wait, you make a bracha. He ate, he makes a bracha. Ve'im taima, v'rektoisves, umayishna bracha de besoif, de chol echon mevorech latzmai. You hear over here, two people ate. So each one makes his own bracha, and there's no din I should be mighty you. Only by a bull. But like this, I'm not mighty you. Mi brocha de betchile, and by a brocha rishayna we find there's a concept that one is mighty the other with the brocha. Echad mevorech lekulam, and Taisis brings a multitude of rayas. Kedemuchach bekeitzad mevorechim. Gabi talmidei davi yosvi kami de bar kapore. There were talmidei that were sitting in front of bar kapore. Va'aisu kamayu pargiyois kruv v'domask. They brought from them, this was not a chelik of the Suda, it was after the Suda. Pagias was a type of meat from an oif. Kruv is perhaps kale, and domaskin is also a type of a yerek. V'noson bar kapore l'shus l'echad mehem l'boich. So bar kapore gave one of the tamidim l'shus to make a broche. Then there was a whole tumult on what bracha he made, what he should have done. There was a whole tumult. But Al Kaponim, Taisva says, you see they were eating. They needed a bracha rishoyne. And Bar Kapora said one should make a bracha for everybody. So Taisva has a problem. Why by a bracha achoyne, there's a din kolachin mevorech la'atzmoy. Why by bracha rishoyne, there's a din echad mevorech lakum. That's one gemara. A second gemara. Ubesayif elu dvorim, Tanya, we learned a baraisa. Or you yoishmin bebeis ha-medrash, they were sitting in the beis medrash, heiviyu mor lifneim, so they brought a ner shel havdolah, beisil al oimrim, echad mevorech lekulam, make boirim boirei eish, for everybody. So brocha rishayne. Bepeh keitzad mevorechim, tenan gabi mugmo, de echad mevorech lekulam. that everyone makes a bracha. That means they used to bring incense, spices. They used to kindle this by the suda, and it was a good reyach in the room. So one person, so everyone really should make the bracha. Echad mevorech l'kulam. So Tosfos asks, what is the difference between a bracha rishoyne and a bracha achoyne? V'yesh loymar. So Tosfos says, rishani bracha delechatchila. The bracha rishoyne, shekol echad maviach bo'isei bracha. Everyone is gaining from the bracha. Shayidei kain mutoim lechel b'lihoneis. So Tosfos says, by the bracha rishayne, everyone is benefiting from the bracha. That means one person is making a bracha. So with this bracha, everyone can now eat. Lecha v'lehanes. Lefichach mitztarfen lo. So that's why there's a tziruf between the mevorech and all the other people. This bracha is matter for all of them to eat or to derive benefit. So then there's a din that one can make a bracha for all, and this bracha will permit all of them to derive benefit. Avol b'soi, but after they ate already, the benefit they had already. Shekva ochlu, loy mitztalfen. Then they're not mitzuv. Again, l'davoini, you don't understand the oimek advorim. There's a din tziruf over here. Taisa seems to be saying, if they all derive benefit from the bracha, the benefit has to be a dovot study. Then how they can eat? So then there's a tziruf. There's a tziruf. We're all going to be permitted to eat. So then there's a din of echad mevoich lekulam. Over here, the only thing is, I have to make a bracha and you have to make a bracha. But there's no benefit, but they're deriving one from the other, then there's no din tziruf. Daimek advarim leider, I don't understand. And another thing I also don't understand. L'chayre, the bracha of bayre meyre ha'esh, esh b'l'raif bayre meyre ha'esh, bayre meyre ha'esh l'chayre, his pshad is before you make a bracha, you're not allowed to have a no from Eish? Is not a Birchas Hanenin. I mean, you only make it Meitzoy Shabbos because other Marisha made Eish Meitzoy Shabbos. But L'chayr, it's not a Birchas Hanenin over here. Tosfos seems to be saying it's a psst. Tosfos tells us too, when they're all Nene from the Broche, then there's a Din Tziruf.